Hello guys! I'm back! Kumusta kayo? Medyo tumatagal ang quarantine, so I hope you guys are okay. Hope you guys are healthy at meron kayong libangan sa mga panahong ito. Okay, we all love a good scary story, right? Lalo nung mga bata tayo. Ako, nung kabataan ko, I remember kasama ko yung mga katropa ko, hahanap kami ng isang lugar na madilim. Tapos magkukwentuhan kami as a group. Magtatakutan lang kami. Magsishare kami ng mga horror stories. And I don't know why we did that, but we did that. And I guess there are Pinoys really who love to hear a scary or horror story. Okay, ngayon, merong podcast sa Spotify, sa Google, or sa lahat ng platforms na ang title ay Huwag Kang Lilingon. Sa title pa lang, alam na natin kung tungkol saan siya. And it's enjoying a huge following kasi they share horror stories. Tapos, yung mga listeners nila sa podcast na yon would also share their own stories. I've heard a few episodes at nakakaaliw siya. Nakakatakot na nakakatawa. And it's very Pinoy, no? So, but before I start, please hit the subscribe button, guys. Thank you very much for supporting my channel. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you the hosts of Huwag Kang Lilingon, Grace and Mimay. Hi, guys!
Hi!
Hello!
Hi! Hey, Sir Zip!
Hello! Kumusta kayo?
Okay naman
okay
po.
Naman po.
Sanay na sa bahay.
Kumusta naman ang quarantine ninyo? May nangyayari bang kababalaghan o wala naman?
Marami po, pero sa listeners namin.
Oo.
Hindi sa amin.
Teka, napag-usapan natin kanina. Akala ko, yung mga itsura nyo, naka-goth makeup kayo or, you know, mukha kayong dominatrix or something. But you guys look actually very wholesome. Alam ba ng mga fans ninyo how you guys look like? Grace?
Yes. Yes. Yes po. We did several lives na rin on FB.
Yes.
So, alam
yes
na nila yung itsura namin.
Ang cute-cute nyo eh. Parang hindi kayo yung type na mag-host ng isang, you know, horror slash comedy podcast, di ba? Yun ang tawag sa Huwag Kang Lilingon.
Yeah.
My first question is, okay, and I'll direct it to Grace, no? To Kapitana Grace.
Oh, wow.
Sino sa inyo ang nakaisip nitong concept na to?
Actually, ako yun.
Ikaw,
ako
Mimay.
Ako nakaisip.
Okay, tama ba? Si Mimay yun, di ba?
Grace.
Ay, Grace, sorry. Nalilito ako. Masyado kayo magkawig.
Magkamukha. Nakasalamin pa.
So, ikaw nakaisip, Grace. Ikaw.
Yes po. Mm-hmm.
And bakit mo naisipan to? At bakit si Mimay ang pinili
napili
mong maging partner in crime dito sa iyong podcast?
Kasi it started... Kasi yung day job ko, I work as a freelance art director. So, I do layouts, I do graphics. So, minsan, sinasabayan ko talaga siya ng podcast. Kasi I can't, like, illustrate and watch something at the same time. So, mas convenient makinig. So, I was really into a lot of podcasts. But, there was a time na I grew tired of listening to foreign content. Kasi parang I was searching for something local.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started searching, parang I found na medyo may lack ng content. There's a lack in terms of local horror and mystery content here.
Right.
So, naisip ko, why not start one? And then, si Mimay agad yung naisip ko kasi within our circle, kami lang talaga yung nakaka-relate in terms of, the genre.
Okay, so when you said na you listen to a lot of foreign podcasts, you're talking about the horror genre?
Yes.
Okay. And Grace, kayo lang ba ang ganitong format sa Pilipinas?
Actually, there's a lot of there's quite a number of podcasts with horror content, but they usually talk about fictional horror. Like they create stories and they read it. Yung amin, we work on real life stories talaga given to us, submitted to us by our listeners. And we also have episodes na we touch on different content like existence of the paranormal, mythology, ganyan.
Okay, so ikaw, Mimay, hilig mo rin ba talaga to?
Yes.
this particular genre.
Yes, so before pa, kahit before pa kami nag-meet ni Grace, as in favorite mm-hmm. ko nang makinig ng mga horror podcasts, pero yun nga, mostly foreign podcasts siya. So ever since kami ni Grace, very early yung exposure namin to the horror genre. So parang paglakasin, dala-dala na namin siya. So fascination talaga with it. So
when does this, when did this fascination start, Mimay?
Kasi kami, inintroduce kami ng parents namin to horror movies, ganun. So okay. walang filter ng mga bata pa kami. So yon, and then mga horror stories. Like we all know na while growing up, there are these shows like Magandang Gabi Bayan, mga Halloween specials, like super, right. Mm-hmm. I consumed all those content. And ayun nga, until now, I super love the horror genre.
Ano bang course yung sa college? Grace, what was your course in college?
Fine arts.
Fine arts. Okay. And si Mimay?
Ako, pharmacy.
Wow. Connected talaga, ano?
Sobra pa.
Oh, so, what do you think, any of you guys can answer. Anong tingin ninyo? Kasi, okay, like, all over the world, there is a horror fan, right? Or fan of the paranormal, the supernatural. Pero pansin ko sa Pilipinas, we really embrace this sort of, culture or genre. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Ano sa tingin ninyo? Bakit ang Pinoy mahilig sa nakakatakot?
Siguro for me, I guess kasi rich din yung culture natin when it comes to yun nga, like yung mga teachers that we have from the Manananggal and like that. And then napag-usapan din namin to ni Grace before on one of our episodes na sobrang unique yung take natin on that. So alam mo yun, parang as in, it's enough to spark fascination for us Filipinos na parang maging curious tayo on this. And basic din na parang, yun nga, since it's the unknown, we get curious of it. So, yeah.
Okay, so you say it's the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grace, with that word unknown, do you really believe in the supernatural or things na hindi natin mapaliwanag?
Actually, believe in the paranormal. Based on experience na rin.
And what experience was that? Meron ka bang masasite na example, yung pinaka-nakakatakot na nangyari sa'yo?
When they ask me kasi yung pinaka-nakakatakot, I don't say kasi pinaka-takot, pero most probably yung pinaka-strange and hindi ko makakalimutan. Kasi I tell them na it's something that I haven't felt in any other places or locations. Parang there was one time we did an overnight tour at Corredor.
Oh.
And there's this feeling na someone is always like with you or following you.
Mga tayo balahibo ko. Sama ba ako dito? Okay, sige. And then we had
this episode na we talked to one of the members of the Esoteric Society of the Philippines. And then I told him the experience and he actually confirmed na yun nga, there's certain entity at the radar which actually makes you feel that way. So it's some sort of validation for you.
Meron akong kaibigan mo si Kero eh. Meron siyang tinatawag na third eye. Na nakakita siya no, ng mga bagay na hindi ko nakikita o hindi nakikita ng karaniwang tao. And napag-usapan namin minsan yan eh. Bakit ang mga Pilipino parang not naman all, no? Pero marami sa atin ang nakakaranas ng gano'n, nakaka-experience ng kababalaghan or, you know, things that we cannot explain. And sinabi niya sa akin, kasi yung history natin involved a lot of intense moments in history. We were involved in a lot of wars, you know, from the time of the Spanish colonialization, World War II, yung mga ganyan, no? Maraming mga taong nasawi, no? We had so many deaths. And parang sinasabi niya na that alone makes the supernatural or the paranormal state natin to be that rich.
Actually, Sir Jet, Yeah, we did an episode on haunted locations in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing we noticed about these haunted locations, parang yung common sa kanila, it's either it was a site of killings nung
war. Yeah.
Or murders, ganyan. So, laging may dark histories yung mga haunted locations na popular dito sa Philippines. So, I guess we agree dun sa sinabi nung friend mo.
Oh, and Mimay, are you also parang napapanood sa mga sa TV, ghost hunting? Do you guys do that? Are you ghost hunters also?
We haven't really tried na yung maging proactive on actually hunting ghosts. Pero kasi kami ni Grace, may history kami na nakaramdam. And ni myself, like, nagkaroon ako ng period na nakakita. So, parang that alone suffices na yung experience ko with the paranormal.
Okay, and then your podcast happened. Were you surprised at all that you would have so many followers, so many fans? Mimay,
yes.
Nagulat ba kayo? Or ano yung first, ano yung initial reaction ninyo nung nakita nyo yung, you know, yung metrics ng inyong podcast na, wow, dahil pala namin. dahil pala nakikinig. Uh-oh.
Yes, until ngayon, kasi between us, me and Grace, ako yung sobrang nasa, sabi ko nga lagi, constant state of disbelief about it. Kasi parang ako, nag-start kami because we wanted to do it for fun. Tsaka nga, we really love the subject. So, kaya okay, go. Without the expectation na parang we'll actually end up to this point after a year of doing the Wag Kang Lilingon. So, ayun. As in, sobrang until now, overwhelmed pa rin ako sa reception and support ng mga ka-stiffnecks namin.
Stiffnecks.
Yes.
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations. Ang galing ng concept. So, Grace, off the top of your head right now, excuse me, ano sa tingin mo yung pinaka-nakakatakot na listener's story na shinare sa inyo?
We have this listener's story na pinadala sa amin yung isang student sa isang all-girls school.
Okay.
Tapos, they were on their way sa banyo. Parang tatlo ata sila nun.
May kilabutan ako.
Tapos, you know those old comfort rooms sa mga old schools? Ganun siya. So medyo sira-sira na. Tapos there's this particular hole sa ceiling. And then, napatingin sila dun kasi it was making a very strange sound. Tapos, unti-unti daw, may nag-emerge na ulo.
At dyan po nagtatapos ang... Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Teka, yung nakakita noon isang tao lang?
No, silang lahat. Group. Tapos they were ilan frozen sila? Ilan in sila? Fear. Tatlo, if I remember correctly. Tatlo or dalawa. Tapos parang nagtataka kami kasi parang ba't di sila tumakbo. Pero we get it na baka nga frozen in fear sila. Tapos yeah, they started praying daw. They started praying the Our Father. Pero wala daw effect.
Walang effect.
Tapos parang the head was babbling something that they cannot understand. Until one of them, siguro medyo nahimasmasan, sabi niya, why not try the Apostles' Creed? So when they started praying the Apostles' Creed, parang dun lang daw nag-start mag-retreat yung head.
Okay. So, Mimay, since you guys are very educated and learned about this whole thing of the paranormal, kung may mangyari sa inyong parang ganun, would you know what to do? Alam mo magagawin mo?
To be honest, siguro sa mga past experiences ko, siguro may idea na kami, but we don't really know kasi nga it also depends on the situation talaga. Kasi right, madalas you're caught off guard, kaya hindi ka prepared. Kahit gano'n ka prepared, like, on the start, pero pag nandiyan na, as in, depende na lang sa memory and lagi namin sasabi, presence of mind na meron ka during the situation.
Tsaka ano eh, di ba? When we talk about the paranormal or supernatural or whatever, it always connotes something scary or dark. Hindi naman siguro lahat ng experiences ganun, di ba? When it comes to the other side, siguro naman may mga karanasan na okay na.
Yes.
Na maganda sa pakiramdam, Grace, mm. Diba? Yes. What do you think?
We actually have stories na medyo napapa ano kami parang ah oh, ganoon kasi this parang long story short, parang she felt na hinug siya ng lolo ba niya or dad niya when they passed away. Tapos parang for her, it was some sort of closure rather than natakot siya.
Yes.
Right. Sa akin nangyayari yan, mostly sa panaginip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like my dad or my mom or, you know, an ex-bandmate of ours, you know, who passed away during the 80s. Paminsan-minsan makita ko sa panaginip. So I don't know if that's a manifestation of something supernatural or panaginip. But I wake up feeling good, you know. Siyempre, maiiyak ka pag-gising mo. Pero you feel good about it na they're in a good place because when that was happening, maganda yung pakiramdam, hindi negative. Yeah. You know? It's very positive. So, Mimay, ngayong quarantine, do you think, kasi, syempre, extended quarantine tayo, everyone's feeling anxious, di ba? Dumadagdag yung worries ng mga tao, the longer it goes. Do you actually think that having this podcast helps people in a way to cope? I mean, considering na, di ba, horror siya and, you know, scary.
Yes. And I would say na I would take it from yung mga feedback and messages sa amin ng mga listeners namin. A lot of them messages us na yun nga, somehow we are able to help them during the pandemic season, during quarantine. Na parang kami, we are doing this continuously kasi somehow ito din yung stress reliever namin. Little did we know na for them, ganun din pala yung effect. So sobrang, ano kami doon, parang surprise, overwhelmed, pero really, really grateful kasi na we have that effect on others na nakakatulong kami kahit papano.
Well, that's great. So, malilibang ka na, tapos matututo ka pa, I guess, you know, different experiences of different people when it comes to the paranormal. So, what's next for you guys? Do you see yourselves continuing this podcast for a long time? O may naiisip, may naliluto na kayong bagong concept, Grace?
Very much looking forward to like continuing this whole thing. Kasi for us, parang napaka-vast ng world ng topic na paranormal. Eh. Parang there's always something left unexplored.
Yep.
And even yung mga listeners namin, hindi sila nauubusan ng suggestions na parang we hope can discuss this particular topic in the ganyan. So, and yun, every time, like every year naman there's Halloween, so there's an additional push then to think of something special for the season.
So, meron na kayong niluluto for Halloween, ha?
Medyo.
Abangan ko yan. Guys, thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you.
And thank you for scaring the hell out of me with your stories. Ayoko munang matapos nga tong episode na to dahil may iwan ako mag-isa dito. So, but thank you. Anything else to promote before we go?
Oh, actually, would like to thank you kasi you've been part of our anniversary episode.
Yes.
Remember you sent us your story. Grabe.
Pakinggan nyo yun, guys.
So,
super anong episode ba yun?
Episode, Listener Stories Part 30.
Episode 61.
Yes. Episode 61 ng Huwag Kang Lilingon. Nag-contribute ako ng isang nakakatuwang, well, hindi siya nakakatuwa. Isang interesting na nangyari sa amin. Pero totoo yun. Kaya nung tinanong ako ni Patsy, yung producer natin, if I could share something with you guys, sabi ko, meron. Because that's something I really cannot forget. And you just made this episode very special. I hope tama rin to sa Halloween. Grace, Mimay, maraming salamat. Guys, again, Huwag Kang Lilingon on Spotify and all other media platforms. And also, I have a talk show on Spotify and other media platforms. Jets Talk Show, sort of audio podcast. So maraming salamat. Thank you to my sponsors, World Balance, HG Studio, Kevin Malupa. Thank you very much. And guys, stay safe. Thank you, Grace. Thank you, Mimay.
Thank you po.
All right. See you. Bye. Take a peek.